Gaining a lifelong skill set to work and play and connect deeper with parts of self while consciously influencing energetic flows of divine soul essence through brain-body structures and having the ability to instantly re-sculpt any region of brain-body wiring or activity in any given moment to fulfill any purpose you desire, whether that's understanding and exploring your sense of self, inner realities or details of personal experience, or whether that's shifting and transforming something, shifting a thought pattern, shifting a pattern of emotion, shifting a pattern of regulation, shifting a pattern of energy flow and brain-body structures or mind-body-spirit connection, shifting a pattern of navigational projection through memory activity deep within the body-mind. Shifting the way that you are associating with your own sense of self or associating with any component of life, the way that you are encountering everyday moments or interacting with your own essence or the world around you or within you, or whether that's improving and elevating and expanding any corner about how you do any of those things, the thinking, the feeling, mind, body, spirit connection, associating with yourself, engaging with life, engaging with others, communicating, experiencing the quality of everyday moment and the translations of stimulus within and without anything, improving, expanding, and elevating the essence of your consciousness, the essence of your soul, the vibrational being of all that you are, while allowing the brain and the body to actually support that. Because there is your soul essence, but how you experience your soul really depends on how the brain and the body are wired and structured to navigate and regulate your sense of self, your inner realities, and the details of personal experience as the inner reality collides with outer reality through your sense of self. And so the way that your soul is able to encounter life depends on how the body-mind and the brain-body wiring is structured to navigate and regulate life. Thus far, that wiring and navigation regulation has been based on past experiences. And a lot of those experiences were just unconscious before you had awareness of all that you are. And a lot of those past experiences were traumas and trauma responses and not the truth of who you are. And so if that wiring is affecting the way you navigate and regulate your sense of self, inner realities, and life, then your soul essence isn't going to have the chance to meet its own being or encounter the fullness of life that it actually desires and deserves to experience. And so it's time now to ascend into the conscious awareness of the soul essence to then re-sculpt brain body wiring so that the structures of navigation and regulation are actually navigating the unconditional love and pure magic of your soul essence. And when unconditional love and pure magic are at the foundation of your identity, when unconditional love and pure magic are at the foundation of your sense of self and the foundation of the wiring that affects your inner realities and then navigates and regulates life from the inside out to affect experience, you're able to experience your soul essence within its embodiment no matter how life has ever been experienced before. And so working and playing with parts of self through the modalities such as the Trifecta Treasure Trove as one potential, it's a lifelong skill set. And to be able to connect with the soul essence in any given moment, regardless of what else is happening in brain-body regulation, navigational projections, anything that's going on, it's a superpower. It's literally a superpower. Like, imagine a brain and a body that's riddled with decades of trauma, has split brain hemispheres, total dysregulation in all nervous systems, has multiple forms of like amnesia and like all these like really like traumatic things, and like the brain's not working and the body's not working, and there's like a mind-body disconnect, and there's all these projections from like dozens of the most horrific traumatic experiences you could ever possibly imagine, okay? Imagine having this superpower so that in those moments when all that stuff's going on, the soul self can be like, wait, but I still know who I am. Wait, but I can still connect with the unconditional love and pure magic of who I am. Wait, but I actually have the power to rewire all this stuff and I don't have to stay in this experience because I have the power to transform it. Wait, yeah, this is all just a projection of experience, not the truth of the inner experience, sir, of my own divine consciousness. Wait, actually, all of this was just unconscious experiences stored in my body, and now that I am consciously aware of it, I can restructure my very existence from the inside out. And that journey, even though I'm conquering all of these impossible challenges and rewiring all of these things that are causing the most horrendous struggles, challenges, and pains beyond anything that any human being could possibly understand unless they've gone through it, you know, even through that, I get to do this from a place of my soul essence, who is unconditional love and pure magic. So even though I'm working with split brain hemispheres, dysregulated nervous systems, mind-body disconnect, multiple forms of severe amnesia, all these traumatic brain injury things, traumatic projections from literally every horrific thing that you could ever possibly imagine happening to someone from decades of not good experiences, like even though all of this stuff is going on, and maybe I'm facing all of it completely alone without a single other human being to understand what I'm going through or be there to, you know, facilitate transformation, I'm going to do this from a place of unconditional love and pure magic because that is the truth of my soul essence. Okay. The example I just shared with you is the exact story of how the Trifecta Treasure Trove came into existence and the journey that led me to who and where I am today, which is why I am so passionate about sharing these modalities. They are life-changing, which is an understatement. It's an understatement. And the journey gets to be so rewarding in the process of it, not just when you reach the destination of having accomplished whatever your intention might be, having that rewired brain, having that restructured pattern of thought or feeling, having this deeper connection with your soul essence, having a clearer knowing of who you really are beyond just how you've experienced life so far. Even before you get to that destination of your intention being fulfilled, you get to have a sense of fulfillment and being rewarded every step of the journey, because in every moment of practicing these journeys, learning about these techniques, journeying through them, discussing them, talking about them, learning about them, applying them, nurturing yourself, playing with them, practicing them, whatever it is, every single nanosecond that you're investing in yourself through these styles of journeys, you are cultivating and activating the transformative superpowers of the unconditional love and pure magic of your soul essence. And that in itself is so rewarding. It transcends where you're trying to get to, so that you are already it. No matter what you're experiencing or how you're experiencing it, you are already it. You are already that unconditional love and pure magic. Even if you have 200,000 thought forms that are all projecting a different story, that doesn't matter, because that's just brain-body wiring trying to navigate life based on past experiences that didn't feel like love. But that's not who you are, because you are love. You are unconditional love. You are pure magic. And so even before the brain and the body wiring have the capacity to support that, you get to connect with the truth of your soul essence, your self essence. And it is through modalities like this where we get to work and play with parts of the self. And so to work and play with parts of the self through the Trifecta Treasure Trove modalities specifically, we have an opportunity to practice distinction and connection between aspects of self and aspects of experience, and then to explore each region of that through understandings of neuroscience and consciousness, and then based on those inner standings and that insight about your own inner existence, you then have the opportunity to connect deeper with parts of yourself, expand the power of your own awareness through consciousness, through conscious awareness, the essence of your soul self, expand that awareness, connect deeper with all parts of self, re-sculpt brain-body wiring, nourish attachment needs, and create structures in the body mind so that you can navigate and regulate yourself, inner realities, and life experience from the unconditional love and pure magic of your soul. And so one way that you can start practicing this right here, right now, in this exact moment, today, no time like the present, today is a brand new beginning, and you have everything you need within you to create a foundation of your own inner existence that feels like unconditional love and pure magic, where no matter who you are or what you're going through or what you're facing or what you're transforming or shifting or elevating or moving through, whatever it is, you have a foundation inside of you that you can return to in any given moment. And you can cultivate this inner skill set of connecting with parts of yourself to influence brain-body wiring, nourish your own internal needs, and have that sense of unity and wholeness from within. So first thing to do here is to practice distinction and connection between the awareness of yourself and the experiencer of yourself. And then to notice the distinction and connection between the experiencer of yourself and that which is being experienced. And for right now, that's all we're going to focus on. Right here, right now, just practice being the awareness of experience and then noticing that there is the essence of you who is within the experience and there is that which is being experienced. Notice the awareness of yourself. And then notice the experiencer of yourself, and then notice that which is being experienced. And so let's say you're walking, for example. I'm on a nice long barefoot hike right now. Let's say you're walking. Your feet are touching the ground, and they're feeling sensations that flow up and then send a signal to your brain that explains, hey, this sensation of experience is happening. And you look out, and your eyes are gathering data of light waves that translates it into a visual picture. And your ears gather in auditory stimulus and those come in and you hear sounds around you. And there's all these different styles of stimulus coming from the environment. And then there are styles of stimulus coming from your inner environment. And maybe a certain memory pops up and maybe a certain thought comes up. And maybe a certain feeling comes up, and maybe a certain whatever it might be. Oh, I have an idea to go do this, an urge, an impulse, a choice tendency. Oh, I should probably go do this thing, or maybe I'll go do this, or maybe I'll go do that, or maybe this can happen, or oh no, what if this happens, or oh, I'm excited about this happening. And there are these different forms of internal stimulus or projections of navigation. Okay. And in all of these moments, whether there's a lot of activity happening or whether things are pretty calm and chill, the body mind or the brain body wiring that comprises the subconscious, however you want to describe it, is trying to navigate life, trying to help you navigate life. But it tends to navigate life based on the data that exists within it. And that sometimes limits our capacity to fully experience the present moment or to navigate new experiences or new potentials or new opportunities or new levels of self-discovery or inner exploration, whatever that might be. And so the body-mind has a beautiful role to play, but we also need to know that we can navigate from the unconditional love and pure magic of our consciousness and not be restricted by the limitations of body-mind wiring as it already exists. Once we start to consciously rewire it or expand it or improve it or elevate it or restructure it so that the navigational projections coming through it are aligned with our soul essence, then we can kind of pay a little more mind to it and be like, oh, okay, this is, there's no more separation between navigation from my consciousness and navigation from my body mind. But in the earlier stages of a healing journey, there's so much wiring that's from unconscious experiences or traumatic experiences or anything that didn't align with the truth of who we are or who we desire to be, etc., that we want to honor the body mind, but honor our soul essence a little bit more and not totally listen to everything the body mind has to say. Okay, so here in this example, there is the awareness of self, the experiencer of self, and that which is being experienced on a walk, barefoot. You feel the ground under your feet, you hear the sounds, you see the sights. And then there's all of these styles of internal stimulus, different thoughts, different feelings, different action patterns or action potentials or impulses or urges or emotions or memories or thought streams. And in that moment, all of those things are part of the experience and how the brain and the body are gathering information and translating it through the navigational and regulational structures of its inner wiring. And then translating and projecting and simulating and being a vessel to encounter experience through. And so all of that is the experience. But none of that is you. None of that is you. None of that is you. You are not the things that you see. You are not the things that you hear. You are not the things that you sense. You are not the things that you think. You are not the things that you feel. So there's the experience, and then there is the experiencer. Okay, well, how do you connect with the experiencer if you're only able to affiliate with the experiencer based on what they're experiencing and how they're experiencing it? And that's where we have this opportunity to connect so much deeper with ourselves than ever before. Because up until now, most of the time, the experiencer has never been known or gotten to know itself independent of what it experiences and how it experiences that. And so the experiencer has only ever known who they are in relation with what they experience and how they experience it. And so this is like the most magical opportunity of working and playing with parts of self, especially through these original trifecta treasure trove modalities I've developed, because the experiencer has a chance to know itself and be known in a way that it has never encountered before. And so that's the experience. Okay, now let's take a step back to the awareness of self. Before we connect with the experiencer, we need to be able to connect from the awareness. The awareness of self has never had any experience in all of eternity. For the sake of this exploration here, the awareness of self has never had any experience. The awareness of self has never seen anything. The awareness of self has never heard anything. The awareness of self has never thought anything. The awareness of self has never felt anything. The awareness of self has never encountered any experience whatsoever. It is pure awareness. It is pure presence, pure awareness. It is pure awareness. It's just awareness. It is not within any experience. And this allows us to connect with pure consciousness and the absolute state of pure being. And so from the absolute state of pure being, you notice that there is the awareness of you noticing, and then you notice all these different sensations of experience, but then there is someone or something in between the awareness and the experience. There is someone or something in between the awareness and the experience. There is someone, some being, some essence of self, somebody, some being, someone, some essence, some sense of self, some thing, someone in between that awareness and that experience. And that is the experiencer. That is the soul self within the moment of human experience. And this is really important because a lot of times, if we try to connect with parts of self, maybe we're trying to connect with parts of self in relation with aspects of the experience. And if you try to connect with parts of self outside of the present moment, you're not actually connecting with the self. You're connecting with brain-body wiring and experience, which isn't the truth of the self. And this is an important clarifier because there are other modalities that work with parts of self in a completely different way using psychology, not utilizing neuroscience and consciousness. And those modalities often connect with parts of the self through the experience of brain-body wiring. And that's a good starting point, but there's a lot more to be discovered when we start to explore the totality of self-essence within the immediate moment in relation with the structures of consciousness and neuroscience, or understanding how pure consciousness is flowing through brain-body wiring, how the soul essence is encountering itself within the human expression, experience, embodiment, and the expansion of awareness through all of that. And so the experiencer of self is only ever within the present moment. And this is so, so important. It's so important because if there's a memory coming up, for example, it's not about working with the experiencer of self from that past experience through the memory. It's about instead connecting with the experiencer of self who is right here, right now, encountering a navigational projection through body-mind wiring. And that distinction is a game changer, because then you're no longer trying to shift a past experience and a version of you who is no longer here. Instead, you're connecting deeper with the essence of you that is right here, right now, and restructuring the patterns and projections of navigation that will affect your experience now and moving forward. And that is just, oh my gosh, that is a game changer. That perspective shift alone is a game changer. So, connecting deeper with parts of self has so much purpose. When we cultivate this inner skill set, it can be used at every stage of our journey in a million different ways. And the best way to utilize the practice of distinction and connection between aspects of self and experience is to nourish the unconditional love and pure magic of the soul essence and expanding the navigation and regulation of body-mind miracles through the fulfillment and nourishment of internal attachment needs. You can explore other content creations that dive deeper into that. Right now, we're just practicing distinction and connection and allowing the awareness of self to be distinguished from the experiencer of self and allowing that inner experiencer to be differentiated from that which they experience. And so in any given moment, notice the infinite spaciousness of your own self-awareness, the part of you who is in a position of observation that is free from everything being observed. And then notice all the different things happening within the moment of experience, inside and outside, as everything within and around you is being translated through brain-body wiring or body-mind miracles and the navigational regulational structures of it. And then start to not just be aware of the experience, but to notice the you that is within that moment of experiencing it, and allow the awareness to be distinct from it all, but then to start making new connections, and for the awareness of self to look at the inner experiencer from a place of infinite love, from a place of self-attunement, and being able to lovingly see the essence of the self that is you within that experience. And having distinction creates space for new perspectives, because the way that you automatically think about yourself comes from the navigational projections of brain-body wiring that is being encountered by the experiencer. But if you are in a place of pure presence and loving awareness, pure consciousness, and then you start to actually perceive and receive the essence of who you are as the experiencer, then it is pure consciousness witnessing itself rather than body-mind navigation projecting a translation of who you think you are. I'm going to say that again. It is then pure consciousness witnessing itself, pure consciousness perceiving and receiving the energetic essence of that which it is, rather than body-mind navigation unconsciously projecting an interpretation of who you think you are. And so instead of the experiencer seeing itself through body-mind wiring, it is the awareness of self seeing the inner experiencer through pure consciousness. From the activation of pure consciousness and this infinite awareness, distinction and connection between the awareness of self, the experiencer of self, and experience, which is flowing through brain-body wiring, because even when there's an experience outside of us, the only way that we personally experience it is through brain-body wiring, okay? So experience through brain-body wiring, the experiencer of the soul essence who is within the experience as consciousness, and the awareness of self and the activation of pure consciousness through infinite awareness. Once there is the distinction and connection between these three elements, these three components of self-essence and experience, these three miracles of the infinite merging with the finite, infinite consciousness encountering finite expression within the human experience, then you can start to explore each of those realms on a deeper level. And you start to explore experience and make distinction there by distinguishing the stimulus and the brain-body wiring and the projections of experience. the structures of brain-body wiring, the moment of personal experience, and the various styles of signal that are activating brain-body wiring to translate that moment of experience. And then you start to explore each of those structures, different types of stimulus, and how it has different vibrational frequencies that have different impact on consciousness and brain-body structures. Start to explore the different miracles of brain-body wiring and the brain hemispheres and the brain regions and the nervous systems and unconscious memories and navigational structures and all these different miracles inside the brain and the body that are navigating and regulating life. And then you can start to explore the experience and the merging of consciousness within the human expression. And then that's all the experience. Then you can start to explore the experiencer, how consciousness is encountering its own soul essence within the human body, within the human form, and how that's affecting and being affected by those brain-body structures. And then you start to have this chance to connect deeper with the essence of self, because the essence of self is not the wiring of the brain regions. The essence of self is not the wiring of unconscious memories. The essence of self is not the wiring of the nervous system. The essence of self is not any of the experience or the brain-body wiring that's translating it. But it doesn't know that. It doesn't know that, because how the self encounters itself is through the navigational structures and the regulation that's facilitating those navigational structures. And so this is an opportunity for consciousness to experience and explore and expand and express and embody itself in a brand new way. And so then you can start to explore, and these are all offered through my Trifecta Treasure Trove modalities. These are original modalities I've developed through over 20,000 hours of in-depth work, over half a decade of exploring these concepts, using them to transform my own life and now share in my work so that others can have the tools, the teachings, the insights, the practices, the journeys, the techniques, the modalities to harness the inner superpowers of their own divine consciousness to activate the unconditional love and pure magic of their soul essence and re-sculpt brain body wiring to shape-shift personal experience from the inside out and to ascend the sense of self into the essence of the soul beyond being defined by that which has been experienced thus far, all through the power of the activated infinite awareness of pure consciousness. So everything I'm describing here is offered through my journeys. If you want to dive deeper, you can explore self-guided journeys. There's introductory beginner journeys, there's intermediate journeys, and there's advanced journeys, just depending on who you are, where you're at, and what you're ready to invest in the fulfillment of your intentions, to invest in the expansion of your consciousness, to invest in the loving liberation of your soul essence, to invest in the transformation of your brain-body structures, to invest in the transformation and expansion and shifts of your own personal realities from the inside out, to invest in the liberation from past traumas or pains or unprocessed experiences, and to spark loving liberation, to expand into a greater experience, expression, and embodiment of the unconditional love and pure magic of your soul essence, no matter what life has ever looked like before. And if you know anything about my personal story, which I shared a bit about at the beginning of this episode here, it has not always been easy, but these exact tools and modalities have allowed for transformation in the greatest depths of darkness, in the greatest depths of challenge and total impossibility, even when going through all of those challenges described earlier and doing it completely alone in that process. These modalities created total transformation through love and magic. And so if you want to dive deeper into exploring this, there's introductory beginner journeys, and those are amazing and powerful when you're just starting out and you're just starting to practice this awareness, you're just starting to practice this expansion of awareness, you're just starting to cultivate that inner power, you're just starting to explore how to be there for parts of yourself in a loving way that can create this transformation. You're just starting out. There's introductory and beginner journeys. There's intermediate journeys. They're like, okay, you've kind of been dabbling in this a while. You've been doing the inner work, the interplay, and you're ready for that next level. You're ready for that next level. You're ready to have the tools and the practices to go even deeper and to soar to new heights of your expansion and liberation and transformation and restoration of all the miracles of who you really are. And then there's also advanced journeys. And you're like, yep, I'm ready to rewrite every neural pathway in my brain, my body, mind, and liberate every aspect of my consciousness. Let's do this. So there's introductory, beginner, intermediate, and advanced journeys to create tangible transformation. There's also introductory, intermediate, and advanced journeys if you just want to explore the concepts and not necessarily have personal practices that you're personally applying to create tangible somatic transformation inside of your being and your life. You just want to explore the concepts of them. You're just curious and interested in the topic intellectually or creatively, just from a pure space of exploration, not necessarily application. I also have introductory, intermediate, and advanced self-guided journeys just to explore the topics because they're fascinating. They're fascinating to explore. And this can be helpful no matter who you are, where you're at, where you're going in your life, what your intentions are, whatever. They're just fascinating to explore. So whether you're looking for tangible transformation or just intellectual or creative explorations of these topics, there's introductory, beginner, intermediate, and advanced journeys of both of those. And those are self-guided journeys. They're self-paced courses you can go through. And it's a lot of written content. Some of them have video content as well, playbooks and guidebooks, and you gain lifelong access to them. And so they can be a reference guide down the road, even after you've, you know, gone through them right here, right now, in this stage of your journey. You can circle back around to them later on and they can continue to serve you in a powerful way. And if you want to dive deeper, I offer one-on-one sacred soul sessions. We dive deep anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours, just depending on how deep you're ready to go. And these individual sessions do include complimentary playbooks to support your journey before, during, and after our time together. And we can explore so many infinite potentials. But one of the most powerful offerings I have is body, mind, soul, self treasure mapping. And we actually use these modalities to establish the distinction and connection between all these different parts of yourself and experience through the power of awareness to connect deeper with the aspects of who you really are as soul essence, to understand brain body wiring and body mind miracles and these structures of inner realities that are affecting your experience, to understand personal experience, and then to have tools to easily and enjoyably shift it, to connect deeper with parts of self, reunify parts of self, expand into greater unity and wholeness, rewrite the navigational patterns of brain body wiring, shift those patterns of thinking, feeling, moving, choosing, responding, whatever your intention is. And it includes discussions and treasure mapping and a play prompt prescription so that you have a tangible practice to leave and you have an action to take, something you can do in your everyday moments to integrate and apply everything you learned, plus these treasure maps, a visual representation of everything you learned and all the insights you gained from our time together. And then if you want to do the deepest dive, I offer 3 or 6 month containers through Reborn as Infinite Love, a one-on-one, intimately personalized multi-month journey. And we explore all of this. There's treasure trove tete-a-tetes to discuss the teachings and concepts of these modalities, body, mind, soul, self treasure mapping so you can learn how to map out the application of these insights, weekly personalized play prompt prescriptions where you learn dozens of hands-on practices to apply these concepts and actually connect deeper with all parts of yourself and re-sculpt these brain body structures while having this expanded awareness of the activity throughout your inner being. And through this process, then you are able to explore and understand your sense of self, inner realities, and details of personal experiences by recognizing correlations between consciousness and neuroscience, or your own soul self essence and the structures of your brain, your body, and your body mind. And then you can shift and transform anything that needs it, anything you desire to shift and transform, whether that's pattern of thinking, a pattern of feeling, a pattern of projection from memories or navigation, the way you associate with your own self, mind, body, spirit connection, harmonizing masculine, feminine energies, regulating different structures in the brain and the body, anything you desire to shift and transform through your sense of self, inner realities, or the details of how you encounter your own personal experience can be done so through the unconditional love and pure magic of your soul essence through these modalities. And then you have the opportunity to expand and improve all that you are from the inside out so that you can simply experience more of all that you are. so that you can simply experience more of all that you are. You're not improving and expanding you. You're improving and expanding the capacity for your body mind to support all that you already are. You're simply improving and expanding the body mind's capacity to support the soul essence of you through the unconditional love and pure magic that you truly are. And from there, there's so much inner unity and wholeness, and you get to nourish these internal attachment needs that teach the body mind the unconditional love of who you are so it can navigate life from a place of pure magic. And there's just like so much just amazingness in this process. And you get to start to know parts of yourself through an identity of infinite love. You start to get to meet parts of yourself in a way you've never known and actually know them as infinite love, know parts of yourself as infinite love. And it's all done through this process of distinction and connection between the awareness of self, different parts of the inner experiencer, and different components of experience through brain body structures. And so if you want to dive into the deepest realms of magical wonder, there's Reborn as Infinite Love, which includes weekly sessions, a variety of self-guided journeys, and a variety of other tools, techniques, modalities, practices, journeys, where we are diving deep into all these glorious wonders. You can find out more about each of these offerings through free introductory playbooks and web pages, just depending on which one kind of speaks to you. They all explore the same topic, but from different angles at different levels and providing different outcomes depending on what your intention is. And so I invite you to see what resonates and which one might serve your journey best. And you can always connect with me through email to order a journey, schedule a one-on-one session, or inquire about a multi-month journey. I do have spaces open for the 3 or 6 month Reborn as Infinite Love journey, and it is life-changing, and it is fun, and it is magical, and it is glorious, and it is wondrous, and it is mind-blowing, heart-opening, soul-expanding, body-mind healing, life-shifting in the most transformative way, as you simply learn new ways to encounter the love and magic of all that you truly are. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. So you distinguish the awareness of self from the experiencer of self, and then the experiencer of self from that which is being experienced. But then from that foundation and platform, you can dive deeper and then explore all the different distinction and connection between the experience, the stimulus, the body-mind structures, the projections of experience. And then you start to explore the self of you, and you start to dive deeper into who is the soul essence of me? Who is pure consciousness within the experience of me being me in this lifetime? Like, what does that actually look like? Like, who is this inner experiencer? And that's where things get really fun and really magical and really playful and really expansive and really liberating, because you meet yourself in a way you've never known. Every part of you has only ever known who you are based on how your body mind navigates life. But once you start to expose what that actually is, what those navigational structures of brain body wiring are, then there's space freed up inside of your being, more space in your consciousness, more space in your body mind, more space in your brain body wiring to be like, wait, okay, if I'm not those experiences, if I'm not those memories, if I'm not the way my body mind navigates life, then who am I? And how do I actually interact with the essence of the me that I am? And so it just opens so much space, and it's just a really beautiful journey. And every day holds new opportunities and new glorious wonders to meet parts of yourself in new ways that you've never, ever known before. And so this is where we kind of explore pure consciousness within the flow of brain-body wiring and the specificity of the human experience and expression. And that's a beautiful journey. And so all of this can be done through the Trifecta Treasure Trove. There is another offering that dives even deeper. Okay. So if all of this, you're like, oh, I've done all that. If you're like, you know, all of that was like last year's journey. Like, all of that was the work I've been doing the last 10 years. All of that's the work I've been doing the last 5 years. Like, I'm actually good. Like I'm ready for actually a next level. I also have something for you. Mirror Play with Mirror Power and the Magical Mirrorthon Mystery School dive even deeper, exploring distinction and connection between the self and experience, and unveiling how the body mind is navigating self and life from the inside out and connecting with infinite aspects of self in a brand new way. And it is so transformatively powerful. There are genuinely no words to effectively articulate and describe the power and potential of these journeys. There's genuinely no words that can effectively convey the transformative glory of that which is marathons. And this is all through, again, original modalities developed through over 20,000 hours of independent work in my implicit revelations case study, through over 5 years of self-healing that was done completely independently. It was a very solo journey, just me and mirrors. But so much was discovered in it during this process, and I am honored to serve as a teacher, guide, and facilitator for these expansive inner explorations. And so Mirror Play with Mirror Power and the Magical Marathon Mystery School are a next level journey into working and playing and connecting deeper with parts of the self. And so if you're like, you know, body, mind, soul, self, treasure mapping and play prompt prescriptions and exploring neuroscience and consciousness is cool and all, but I'm actually ready for like a next level of a deeper dive that's even more expansive in my inner unveiling and exploration and transformation, I invite you then to explore the Magical Marathon Mystery School and what it can offer you. And this, again, there's self-guided journeys, single sessions with me, and multi-month personalized pathways. So same format of the offerings. There's beginner, intermediate, and advanced self-guided journeys. There's single sessions with me for 2 to 2.5 hours. And then there's multi-month journeys, 3, 6, or 12-month journeys that include weekly guided marathon experiences complemented by daily practices and content creations. And you can always connect with me through email to clarify any insights about these offerings, but there are introductory playbooks and web pages that share more about each offering. So I do invite you to explore that. And you can definitely join my email list. That is a free click of a button, all yours, sends magic into the cosmos, radiating with the love and magic of all that we truly are. You can hop over to the website and click the magic portal button at the top of the page. And once you log into the website, your email will be added to the list and you'll receive the Loving Liberation emails from me that have tools and insights and teachings and practices and techniques and guided journeys and all kinds of free goodies that can serve and support you if you're not yet ready to dive deeper into these offerings. I would be absolutely honored to connect with you in that way. So yeah, awareness of self, experiencer of self, experience. Simply start practicing awareness of distinction and connection between the awareness of yourself, the experiencer of self, and that which is being experienced. Distinction creating space and connection creating attunement. Distinction creating space and connection creating attunement. And from that place, then, you can start to set some intentions of, okay, I want to connect deeper with these parts of myself. Okay, I want to respond differently in these scenarios. Okay, I want to be more aware of who I am, not just the thoughts that are projecting an interpretation of who I am, you know, whatever it might be for you, start to have really clear intentions and allow those intentions to guide your awareness to discover more of the unconditional love and pure magic of all that you truly are. And that will open doors for infinite expansion beyond your wildest dreams. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I would absolutely be honored to connect with you further and dive deeper. If you'd like to explore any of my self-guided journeys, introductory, beginner, intermediate, and advanced offerings, whether you want to just explore abstract concepts and teachings and, you know, creative explorations, or you want something that's going to create tangible, somatic transformation and completely shift your inner realities through the love and magic of your soul essence, resculpting brain-body wiring to support the navigation and regulation of life through love and magic. That is the truth of who you are, while reunifying all parts of self to create more somatic wholeness from within. Tangible transformation, their self-guided journeys, or you can schedule a one-on-one session with me that includes playbooks and just an amazing time. It is a quantum catalyzer. One session can really launch you and accelerate your journey and just shave months and years off your inner expansion beyond your wildest dreams, gaining life-changing insights and amazing hands-on modalities, activities, teaching practices, and then a play prompt prescription or some style of practice you use in your daily experience moving forward that will create the transformation you desire, whatever your intention is. There is so much potential with these modalities. There's no limits of what they can accomplish. Or if you're ready for the deepest dive, I do have spaces in my multi-month programs, Reborn as Infinite Love and the Magical Marathon Mystery School. Reborn as Infinite Love goes through the Trifecta Treasure Trove modalities, while the Magical Marathon Mystery School goes through Mirror Play with Mirror Power and the Subconscious Unveiling and Transformation Techniques. And if all those words are like, what are you even talking about? That's okay. You can just explore other content creations that share more about them, or just connect with me through email and be like, here's my intention. Here's what I'm ready to invest. What can you offer me? And I will blow your mind. Just hop in my inbox. We'll talk. We'll connect. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for being you, and dare to expand into the unconditional love and pure magic of all that you are, because the pure consciousness of your soul essence is awaiting the expanded awareness that opens doors and opportunities to shift and transform life from the inside out, so that your sense of self is grounded and rooted in your soul essence and not just the unconscious automations of brain-body wiring. It is all within you, and every breath and every heartbeat presents a brand new opportunity for you to connect deeper with the magic and love of your soul self. Thank you.
Thank you.